I, L. H. Ripley of the Party Oldberg Company, take pleasure in introducing the prize winners of the Edison Sales Contest of New England.
Frederick Q. Knight, representative of the J. A. Foster Company of Providence, Rhode Island.
Jack Class of Cox Brothers, Newfoundland.
A. G. Elster of Meriden, Connecticut. There is no saying, if you could hear yourself as others hear you. I'm glad to have an opportunity to do this.
Wellman L. Perry, representing Johnson Company, Fort Fairfield, Maine. I want to take this opportunity of thanking the Piety Ellenberger Company for this wonderful trip.
Otis Skinner of the Otis Skinner Optical Company, Bangor, Maine, takes pleasure in extending its compliments to Thomas A. Edison for his wonderful invention, the new Edison, and to the Party Ellenberger Company, New England distributors, for the generous trip planned for the prize winners.
Mr. Trask will give a recitation entitled The Old Sport.
The old sport, the old sport, stood in his grandstand chair. There was dirt on his feet, yes, and bugs in his hair. And his voice rang out through the cold, clear air. Cue in and a walk, by cracker. I haven't got much money, but if I was rich, yes, I'd go broke, broke on that stick. Wait till the boy lets her loose. She'll go around that track like water through a caboose. Like an eight spot, a pulling in a deuce. She'll win in a walk by cracker. Around, around the track she flew when the old sports voice rang out anew. Look, she serves. She's gained second place. Just then she slipped in the dirt and fell in the ditch. And the old sports voice rang out, the center of the hitch, caught it by crackers.